This is Scientific American's 60-Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. The Dead Sea Scrolls are religious manuscripts. They were written from the 3rd century BCE to the 1st century CE. They were discovered in the 1940s and 50s, in caves along the shore of the Dead Sea. And the parchments have been the topic of intense religious, literary, and historical debate, and they also continue to be the subject of scientific analysis, including DNA.
The idea was to try to match and also piece apart fragments based on their genetic identity, namely based on the animals from which they were made.
Oded Rehavi is a molecular biologist at Tel Aviv University. His team sequenced the DNA from bits of scroll dust.
Almost all the scrolls that we sampled were, perhaps surprisingly, found to be made out of sheep skin. We found two that were made out of cow skin, and that's a big story.
Here, Rehavi's colleague Noam Mizrahi from the university's Department of Biblical Studies picked up the story. The scrolls, he says, came from a place called Qumran, a 3 days walk from the cultural center of Jerusalem. Mizrahi explains that the people of Qumran were an extremist group with apocalyptic predictions who harshly criticized the views of others. Therefore, he says, there's been long-standing debate about how much the scrolls unearthed from this sect in Qumran represented just this faction's views or more general Jewish thought at the time. Now, the presence of cow skins in a desert region inhospitable to cattle is provocative because it suggests this.
The cow-made scrolls do not reflect the sectarian community of Qumran, but were rather brought from the outside, written at the outside, and hence reflect the broader Jewish society of the period.
That finding is in the journal Cell. Several other lines of evidence point to the ancient Qumran library containing a broad diversity of texts. Mizrahi says genetics have added a new dimension to his studies, complementing his analysis of the content and language of the parchments.
Here, I discovered that the material of the scrolls, the very biological material from which the scrolls are made, is as informative and as telling in terms of the very questions that I was trying to clarify for myself and for other scholars.
In other words, sometimes you need the subtext. In this case, literally, the material under the writing. Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60-Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.